This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So look, we've got some bad audio here. It's kind of scary. Do you remember when John Sterling got hit with the baseball?
Yeah, I do
in
remember
the booth?
That. Yeah.
Ow!
It was a glancing blow.
Ow!
That sounds fake.
Yeah.
But
it was real.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's John Sterling of the Yankees.
It 100% sounds like a fake ow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you're, you know.
Well, and even the sound of it.
Ow!
Ow! Ow!
Three ows?
Yeah, it was a little much.
Yeah.
A little dramatic, John.
Well, he's old, too.
Yeah. Well, so is this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is.
I think Riz is in his, I think he's like, I want to say 70, 71.
Don't judge by his hair, though.
No.
That's designed to make him look younger.
Oh, are you kidding me? That hair is like, that hair is brand new. Yeah, 71 10, years 15. Old for Rick Riz.
71, yeah.
71.
He's been at it a while.
Yeah.
I haven't heard him in a while, so I heard this and went, oh, man, he sounds old. But, you know, that's, you know, he is.
Yeah.
But he
still
was
still rocking that toupee,
yeah,
which I love.
He's doing the Mariners game still.
Yeah.
And he almost gets hit in the head with the foul ball.
Now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Oh, man. Hit me in the head.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
Laugh.
What?
An old man got hit, for God's sake.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
That guy?
We'll come back. We'll come back right after this.
This is his partner.
Yeah, who?
Dave Sims is gone.
I mean, it's spring training. It could be anybody. They rotate guys in pretty frequently.
You know? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's kind of funny.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
Now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you? Did it get you?
Yeah.
All right. That part isn't funny, but can we? The beginning.
It's funny.
The beginning is a little funny because I don't know what those sounds are that he's making.
Why
he also speaks in three different voices?
We'll be,
you know.
We'll come back.
Like the grunt when it's incoming, and then the like soft push whisper when he's like keeled over.
Now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Well, you know.
Did it got you? Well, anyway, he's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
If you're wondering.
Yeah.
We would not be able to laugh if he were not.
No, no. Now, it did get him in the head, though.
Well, here's what he said about it.
Folks, I want to let you know that, yeah, I took a pretty good shot in the back of my head with a foul ball up here in the radio booth. But I'm sore, but I'm okay. Here's the next offer. Swinging a foul back at the count 0-2. I'm getting a lot of texts from my friends. And I just want to let you know I'm okay.
Hitting the back of the head.
Back of the head.
Which.
So he was the ball was probably coming at him, and he ducked down, and then it probably ricocheted off something.
It probably hit the back wall or something.
Hit the back wall. Because if he had taken one, you really can't get hit in the back of the head in the broadcast booth. And had you taken a direct foul ball, that you probably wouldn't have been okay. So I'm going to say ricochet, you know, off the back wall. And that would explain the, you know, there was a rumble.
Yeah.
There was a rumble as that ball rattled around.
Oh, man.
Thank God for that toupee, though.
So does he say, oh, man, I've been hit?
Yeah.
He says, oh, man, hit me in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hit me in the head.
Yeah,
hit him in the head.
And he's kind of doing an accent with that.
Well, you know.
Is he Myers Leonard?
Knocked him into an accent. You can't, look. You know, it's a dangerous thing.
Well, I know what you're wondering. Is the toupee okay?
Yeah.
And do we have video of the toupee and how it held up during this? Because that's what I want to know.
That was pulled from an audio clip from the MLB app, so it was not on television.
I'm guessing there's no, you know, it's spring training. There's no video of that. And if there was, Rick Riz would have it scrubbed, but how great would it have been if there's video of him getting hit and then the toupee flopping over?
Yeah.
You know, and just.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing that might have been what happened. I mean.
No, that thing is glued down. It's going to take hurricane force winds to remove that. That thing is sutured to the head. And my favorite part is over the years, it keeps getting bigger. Like.
I haven't seen it lately. You got a picture?
Yeah. Like, if you look at Rick Riz, every year it just grows. It grows and grows and grows. So I appreciate the fact that Rick doesn't just keep one toupee. He upgrades. So I actually think he's grateful that it happened now, because if it happened 10 years ago, that toupee may have been thinner. Because as he gets older and the toupee grows, it probably adds more of a cushion.
Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
At least he says he's okay. What if he like drops dead in the next couple days?
Well, that's mean.
He's old.
Don't do that.
Concussion, you know?
Nah, he's fine.
Okay, good.
He did shove me out of the way to go to the bathroom once, though.
He's an important guy, Rick Riz. When Rick Riz has to whiz, you move to the side.
That is true.
That's his personal biz.
The greatness that is Rick Riz.
Buckley.
I can't stop looking at the hair, though, and it just...
I think we need the clip. Can we get the clip of him...
Working on it.
Yeah, the actual audio of him getting hit, because I want to compare it to John Sterling.
See who handled it better?
Well, I think...
Well, Sterling does the three ows, and then...
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Sorry.
And then we have this one here...
On the fan.
Swing and a foul.
So this one's better.
Oh my God.
Swing and a foul.
The best part is
he's like a duck at the end.
He knew like it quacks. Was coming though. Like he was bracing for it.
Swing and a foul.
he knew it was coming.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And better than John Sterling.
It is.
Step up your game, Sterling. You old bastard.
Hey, Sterling took it a little better with just three owls. You know.
All right.
But we don't know the severity. One was a line drive. One was a pop fly. Who knows?
Yeah, you don't. You don't know.
Getting hit in the head with the ball is no joke, though.
All right. Today in regrettable sports decisions, next on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm sorry, that's just good old-fashioned sports content.
The Rick, the beginning, not the end, but the beginning of the Rick Riz, the fact that he's still making the call, and I need the video of that because you can put that directly into my veins.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
I think he's falling over. That's what I picture. I picture him trying to hold on the microphone but falling off.
Did he get you?
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
And then there's the class.
Yeah.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Did it get you?
Yeah. I'm more importantly, Rick, you and your luscious hair are okay. That's all that matters.
Your luscious fake hair. Yeah. today in regrettable sports decisions, I don't know if you saw the Big 12 court.
Yeah.
Today, but yeah, it's getting not, widely panned.
It's not good.
What are they doing there?
I don't know. Is Adidas in charge of that? I feel like every time I think of Big 12, I think of like Kansas basketball uniforms, and it's just every now and then just something happens and you're like, who?
So the conference tournaments are going on.
Yeah.
And the Big 12 tournament, I don't even know where it is. Are they in Dallas, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know where that is.
See where this is at. But you can't, I mean, I don't know. It's like bad floor, it's like bad carpet.
I've never seen anything like that.
No.
For a basketball floor. It's just, it's like well, you know, like Louis Vuitton, the logo is all over the, you know, like the bags.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Over the whole court, mm-hmm. the Roman numerals.
Yeah, but except the court itself kind of looks gray. And so it's just like, you don't even realize at first that it's the Big 12 logo because it's going different directions. It's just terrible. And then like Phillips 66 is sponsoring it. I don't know what the hell that thing's supposed to be, but it's terrible. But my guess is someone paid a lot of money for it, so there you go. Brett Yormark said that he wanted the league's postseason tournament to reflect his ideal version of the league. Young, hip, upscale, and current.
It's none of those things.
Well, are you young, hip, upscale, or current?
It might be young because they're college kids.
Maybe you're not the one to decide what is that.
That's fair, but come on.
And since when is college hoops supposed to be upscale?
Well, the Big 12.
Yeah, bitch. So with Phillips 66, there's nothing upscale about a gas station.
No, probably not. So,
yeah, I mean, if you're sponsored by Louis Vuitton, that's one thing. You're not. You're sponsored by a gas station.
It is a little weird. But he did say he's about modernizing and conceptualizing their brand. And he did thank Phillips 66 for being the court's presenting sponsor.
Well, it's awful.
The Big 12 needs money, man. So everything's for sale.
I tuned into a little bit of it this morning. Cincinnati was playing Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And it gave me a headache. Like, I'm overstimulated. To this moment, I'm overstimulated by that court.
Someone who was covering the tournament said, I think it's about to give me a panic attack.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
Yeah, well, it kind of looks like one of those, like, remember in the old day where you would look at one of those 3D things and then you had to, like, see a spaceship?
Like a magic eye.
Yeah. That's...
It's like when they say flashes, like they always, they give the warning about flashes on shows now.
Yeah.
May
give you a stroke.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I had a stroke. I'm suing them.
I wonder what the players think about that.
Well, they're young and hip, right?
I guess.
I bet when they're on it, it's largely inconsequential, but I think it's just a pain for everybody looking at it.
See, I don't know, man. If you're used to playing on an actual basketball court and then you see that thing, I wonder if anyone is going to be critical of that.
But isn't there all this crazy crap in AAU too, where there's stuff like this going on probably?
Again, you're asking the wrong guy. When's the last time I went to an AAU basketball game? That's not happening.
This last weekend?
I can't think of a circumstance. I would rather sit and just listen to Rick Riz get hit with that baseball for 2.5 hours straight rather than go see an AAU basketball.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
What's worse, that court, and I guess they're in Kansas City, or the small tournament courts that have the volleyball court on there too.
Yeah.
Or what's worse, that or the widely panned Oregon Trees court.
You know what? The Oregon Tree court, at least there's a look, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but at least there's a theme. And like Oregon's
the concept is there.
Oregon's known for doing that. This thing, this is kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
And the fact that
it's a try hard.
It's a try hard. Yes.
I and have concepts of a plan.
And the fact that you said that it's meant to be young, hip, you know, just dude, you're like a 65-year-old guy running the conference. The words young and hip should never come out of your mouth. It's not good.
In other today in regrettable sports decisions news, the Texas Rangers have had to pull a cap from their online shops this week after fans were outraged that it spelled out a Spanish vulgarity for a woman's breasts.
Yeah, couldn't have it.
So I don't know if you guys have seen these new hats.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The new era hats that they put out of all the teams.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you my boobs.
So bad.
Yeah.
Because all they have done is they have put, so it's basically just the regular hat of the teams.
Yes.
But then they spelled out the name of the team, the mascot of the team, behind the logo.
In the same font the hat. That you would use.
So it's like, terrible.
So like with the Mets, you have the NY.
Yeah.
And then in the background would be the New York font that is on the front of their jersey.
Yeah.
Why anyone.
It's stupid.
And some of them, like, have you seen, like, the Padres one? Yes. It's enormous.
It looks like a mistake hat.
Yes. Well, and it makes, like, words out of nothing. So, like, the Mariners one, the big S is in the middle, and it wipes out the R-I-N-E-R in the middle of Mariners. It says Mazers.
Well, and here's the problem with the Texas hat.
Would they be, like, cooler if they were the Mazers?
The Mazers. Ooh, I'd go see a Mazers game.
Yeah, the problem with the Texas hat is, can we cuss in Spanish on the show?
That I don't know. Well, it's not a cuss word. It's just
we can't say tease.
Yeah.
And it's Spanish for tease.
I'm going to show you my boobs.
So Texas, T-E-X-A-S.
Yeah.
But the X you can't see because the big T, the logo T is on it.
Yeah.
So it's spelled T-E-T-A-S.
Well, there's that mountain range, the Tetons. It's like that.
And apparently that means in Spanish, it means straight up tops.
Tease.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I would think that would be a great seller.
No kidding. That's the best one of all of them.
Hands down. It's the best one. But yeah, then someone had to come out and now we had to apologize and say we didn't mean to offend anyone, and then everyone had to remove it. And you know.
Now, this isn't exact, but I was just looking at the Astros one.
Yeah.
It says asshos.
It's sure to. Technically, asshos.
Yeah. Asshos.
Look, it says asshos. That's what it says. This is like if you've ever seen Celebrity Jeopardy, like where, who is it, the Sean Connery? He's always taking... He's always taking the category.
It's like Dolly Parton titles, and he says Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Instead of let it snow, let tease now. The Astros hat does indeed spell assholes. Someone, and yet we can, the Rangers, you can boot, but the assholes stays?
Now, do you want to do the Angels next?
Yeah, that's.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that would be.
Well, there's four of them, and the A's one just spells ass.
Right in the butt.
The A's? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, you can see the T. It's more Atlas. The A's is Atlas.
Oh, I just see ass. I mean, come on. That's just A-S-S.
Oh, that's not the one I'm seeing.
Oh, that's an old one. So they compared the Texas one to a previous design in which the A's ones just looked like ass.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so the Angels is...
you go A-N, I mean, and then you
it's
lose.
It's anals, it's but... Anals. With an E.
Yeah.
Right in the butt.
Certainly kind of works.
Certainly looks like anals.
Yeah.
If you were making a license plate, I don't think they would let you have the anals on there.
And they play in the same division as the assholes.
Yes.
In
tonight's matchup, we got the ass.
Whoa.
I almost cussed.
Yeah.
We got the assholes and the anals. I mean, my God, what are they doing?
Now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Stupid foul!
Get you?
Folks, I want to let you know that, I got it. Took a pretty good shot in the back of my head with a foul ball up in the radio booth. But I'm sore, but I'm okay. Here's the next offer. Swinging a foul back.
There's a deep fly by Castellanos. Did Castellanos hit it?
And I just want to let you know I'm okay.
Do we know?
Swinging a foul!
I can't. Bud, can you do me a favor? I need just the. I need that.
You need the swing and a foul, or you need the grunt?
No, I want. Give me. I want that right there. I need that.
He wants the back half of that. Okay.
I want the isolator. I need just that, because I think that is going to be our Willie Bloomquist. I think that you could put that drop in a lot of situations, and it's going to do some heavy lifting for us.
That's good stuff. Well,
well, go Assos.
They pulled the Tay-Tos hat. I don't even know if I can say that.
But. Well, we've been saying the other one. But so they pulled that one, but the Angels and the Astros are fine?
Apparently.
That's fine?
People haven't put two and two together yet. Or they just hate the Astros that much.
Oh, is this a Fanatics deal? I'd like to believe that it is.
New Era.
Oh, okay.
They're New Era caps.
Right. I was hoping it was Fanatics because, let me point out once again that Fanatics sucks.
Really? Oh.
Did it get you?
Yeah. Wing and a barrel.
It's rhythmic.
Yes, it is. I think I could put that. What are those ones where you play like a soothing thing at night to fall asleep? Like the
ASMR?
Yeah, I need a Rick Riz.
Wing and a barrel.
Going to hell. Waiting for it to get a
sounds like a duck.
It does a little bit. Waiting for like Softy or someone, some Mariner honk, to send us an angry message making fun of Rick Riz.
Well, we're not
gonna go blow some ducks.
We're not making fun of him as much as the situation that he was in.
Yeah. Well, we're and really when you think about it, we're celebrating Rick Riz.
Wing and a barrel.
Did I get you?
Yeah.
We haven't had one quite like this since the Swag Pilots call of a year ago. That we spent an entire day on that.
We think it's over.
Yeah. I feel like this Rick Riz is in that category. Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Yeah.
Wing and a barrel.
Now that you isolated it, the is even better.
I love the way his pace picks up as that ball is approaching. Yeah. We're going to foul.
Swing and a barrel.
He knew it's coming. He knew it.
Sounds like a seal. Is it a duck or is it a seal?
Well, there's a grunt. I love the grunt. I can't get enough of it.
Did it get you?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Good times.
Hey, you want dead kid news?
Oh, my God.
Swing and a barrel.
I'm sorry. Look, they found the boy.
Yeah.
They found the boy. Yeah. I have that, and they're getting... Hey, I want to lay out this situation in Laco for you guys. They're getting... this is so dumb.
This thing's getting nuts.
Is Suit going for Caddy Day?
What?
Oh, yeah. We got to do Caddy Day 11 to 11:15. I'm going to organize, especially now with this... I'm organizing. I think you were gone. I want to organize a invasion of Lake Oswego on the first really hot day. And get everyone in their most white trash floaty device, and we're heading to Laco. We're going to piss off some rich people.
All right, we'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Wing and a barrel.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.